welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. Today we're speaking with Bruce Ewart at Lacadie Vineyards. Hey, Bruce.
Hi, welcome, Andre.
Hey, thanks for having me. So just tell us a bit about yourself and what you do here at the farm.
Well, we're a winery, of course, as you can see around you, and surrounded by bottles. And we grow certified organic grapes here and make them into beautiful organic wine for the people.
Excellent. It's a beautiful facility you have here. I've been looking around and taking some pictures, and a lot of amazing-looking product as well. So why did you decide to get into the winery business?
Well, I've been a winemaker for as long as I can remember.
Really?
I'm actually younger than you think I am. but I've made wine since the mid-80s. First of all, in British Columbia, and most of my career is in the Okanagan Valley.
Okay.
Then I married a maritime girl, and we came out here to about 10 years ago to establish Lacadie Vineyards. And it was sort of a hobby horse farm at that time.
Oh, really?
But the soil is what really turned our heads. In winemaking, soil is everything for growing grapes and making good wine. Good wine is made in the vineyard. And this soil is very rocky, well-drained, a lot of slate. The original pioneers in this area that had apples here probably 50 years ago probably had a hard time tilling it. but with our tractors, we were able to get through the rocks, and every post out there is a labor of love.
Oh, wow.
And but that soil contributes a lot of the unique flavors that our wines have. And of course, being a living soil, being an organic soil, those soil characteristics are accentuated in our wines.
Oh, excellent. Wow. So where are your products sold? Like, where's your market at?
A lot through the wine shop here. As you can see out the window, we're in the just in the lab office right now, and through the window I can see about 10 people in the wine shop right now.
Yeah, it's quite crowded there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So people come in for tastings and to buy. And at this time of year, we get a lot of tourists from around the world. But going into the fall and the Christmas season, we're still open on the weekends, but it's more people buying bubbly, sparkling wine for Christmas and New Year's. So we also sell in liquor stores. We're in about 30 specialty liquor stores and the private wine stores. We're also starting to ship a little bit out of the province to the provinces that are open for us to ship to direct to consumers. And that's an area that's very intriguing for us. I can ship, for instance, to my home province in British Columbia. So people will phone us, and Canada Post ships it for us, and they'll get their 12 bottles of sparkling wine in about a week.
Oh, awesome. So the availability is there to ship out to places that are interested in trying the product. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So that's quite intriguing for us. And of course, we're in a lot of restaurants. One restaurant that comes to mind right now is many restaurants have our wines in the local Wolfville area, but in the city as well. And there's a small vegetarian restaurant called Heartwood on Quinpool, and they have all of our organic wines by the glass.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people at Heartwood. How has being a Nova Scotian vineyard operator impacted your life?
Well,
I guess since you've moved here from...
Yeah, growing grapes in Nova Scotia is different than in BC and making wine here. But I was known, I'm a sparkling winemaker, so I was doing that style in Nova Scotia. And I would argue that the climate here is better than the Okanagan for sparkling wine.
Wow.
Because we have a cooler province, a cooler climate. We get better acidities and flavors, in my opinion. And so, and we've been this is all traditional method sparkling wine, of course. And it's something new for Nova Scotia. Before that, there's just artificially carbonated wine, where you just inject bubbles. But this is made the same way as champagne is made.
Yeah.
And so we were the first to do it. And for instance, we won with our 07 Prestige Brut, we won top scoring sparkling in Canada.
Excellent.
At the Canadian Wine Awards, gold medal, and that wine went on to France to win a silver medal at Effervescence du Monde, which is the best sparkling wines of the world.
Wow.
So Nova Scotia sparkling wine is really...
Yeah, really making a big impact in the global market. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic to hear.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're not on the farm?
When I'm not on the farm, I'm at the beach with my kids.
Excellent.
Because they're not working as well at that time. So we we get away as much as we can. The best times to get away for us are January and February.
Yeah.
Because the grapes aren't growing then, and most of the wine is bottled.
Yeah.
And the wine from the previous harvest is in the tanks aging. So that's the best time to get away for us.
Excellent. So you mentioned the sparkling, the wine here, and that was your product. Talk about the diversity of that. Like, what are the different flavors and types you have here?
Well, there's unique varieties in Nova Scotia. Everyone knows varieties like Chardonnay and Merlot and Riesling and Shiraz.
Yeah.
A lot of those varieties, most of those varieties, don't grow that well here. Mm. It's too cool of a climate. So we have unique varieties that are suited for our climate. Mm-hmm. And that's in the world of wine, that's what it's all about, is choosing the site to grow your grapes and then choosing the right grape variety to match that site. Mm-hmm. And then making the right style with that grape variety. And we're still an emerging area, still learning a lot. Mm-hmm. Compared to definitely Europe, but also other wine regions of Canada like Ontario and BC. But we're you know, sparkling wine has definitely made a mark with our unique varieties out here, and there is a grape variety called Lacadie, and then we're called Lacadie Vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see there might be a little confusion there. Why did they name the wine after the grape variety? But it's not the case. This region was called Lacadie when the French controlled it.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful name that really resonates with a lot of Acadians that are far flung around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But also it showcases a unique part of our history in Nova Scotia when the Acadians farmed and reclaimed the dikes and invented the abattoirs. And so it's a beautiful name for our winery. There is a variety called Lacadie as well, which is kind of cool, named after the region as well.
Oh, very cool. So what do you enjoy most about what you do? You speak very passionately about it, so I'm sure there's a lot of things that you enjoy.
Yeah. Well, having a winery, it's a lifestyle, and we love the lifestyle. My kids fight over, they're getting it to the age where they fight over driving the tractor. Right? Where were they when we were pulling weeds in 4 or 5 years
That's
ago?
That's right, yeah.
but they work at it. It's definitely a farm family business.
Mm-hmm.
The community, the wine industry community in Nova Scotia is very exciting right now. We're getting a lot of attention worldwide.
Excellent.
And so we all kind of work together to make that happen and to benefit from that. And it's all about wine around here.
Excellent. So next question is, what motivates you about getting up in the morning to work on the farm? But
yeah,
I guess that would be the family environment, you'd say.
Yeah. Similar to probably all the interviews you've had with farmers.
Yeah.
What's the old saying? I used to work 9 to 5, but now I work 5 to 9, sort of thing. But it's a typical.
I don't think I've actually heard that before.
Yeah,
I like that.
But it's a typical farming job.
Yeah. Excellent. I like when you're mentioning you go to the beach with your family. I've had a previous person that I've interviewed say asleep, so they're doing their time off. So
sleeping and lying on the beautiful beaches of Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
We also enjoy going to the city. You know, we're living in this beautiful countryside here, and a lot of people from the city like to go to the country.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of visitors from the city visiting our wine shop and other wineries.
Yeah, and you're fairly local to most of the major areas. You know, it's not too far out of the way to come visit. So.
Yeah, Wolfville. We're just outside of Wolfville. But for us, going to the city is kind of a break for us.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. We love it.
So do you have any interesting stories or anything that's happened here on the farm since you've... anything particularly funny or that stands out in your mind since you opened up?
Oh, you stumped me there.
Okay. Oh, did I?
Let me think. Ask me another question, I'll come back to that one. Is that possible?
I only got one more.
Oh, okay.
Your timeline's short. So Open Farm Day is coming up.
Yes.
And that's why we're here, of course, to help promote that. So just tell us a bit about what you're going to be doing on Open Farm Day.
Okay, Open Farm Day for us is opening the farm, essentially. We're open always to the public 11 to 5 with our wine shop and tastings. But on Open Farm Day, we do a little bit more than that. We have tours of the vineyard. So you can come see the organic vineyard and taste our wine, and hopefully leave with a memento, a beautiful bottle of our wine to have at home or a gift to friends. A lot of our bottles of bubbly are given as gifts.
Excellent.
And that's what we have going. So perfect. Hopefully the weather is beautiful like it has been for the last couple of years.
Yes, it has been great.
And we hope to get a lot of people out.
Oh, I imagine so. Have you had a lot in past years? Or?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people come out in the past years. You know, there's, I guess last year would have been the first time, and this year another opportunity, but the Magic Winery Bus is operating in the Wolfville area.
Okay.
So you can, it's magical for a lot of reasons. It's a hop-on, hop-off, double-decker bus.
Really?
And
I wasn't aware of this. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you get picked up in Wolfville. So if you want to do your open farm day adventure, you can get picked up at the Visitors Information Center in Wolfville. You have to pre-book your tickets, and there's a website for that. And it's hop-on, hop-off, four wineries in the area. I'm pretty sure all of them participate in Open Farm Day. I'm not quite sure, but you can get off and hop on every hour the bus comes by.
Very cool.
You can see the sights from the top of a double-decker bus, and the valley looks a lot different from up there.
I would imagine. It can't be that.
Very nice.
So any funny stories before we
get there? Oh, you're back to the funny story question. Yeah. Oh, boy, you put me on the spot with that one.
Well, tell you what, we're on Facebook, so you can, if you think of one, you can post it on there, and we'll share it with the people.
Sure, okay.
So thank you very much for having me, Bruce.
Okay, thanks for coming, Andre. Thank you.
And I'll see you on Open Farm Day.
Thanks.